Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Jack Ganley, who is president of Mannington Commercial. Jack, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us. It's kind of nice to have this little coolness in the air, isn't it?
It sure is. It's nice to see the sunshine as well.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you're with us today because you're actually in the news. I think, ran this story on Floor Daily over the weekend. You actually are bringing in post-consumer recycled VCT and putting it back into your products. Is that right?
Yes, we are, Kemp, and we're very excited about it. You know, there's a lot of reclamation and recycling programs going on the carpet side of the business, but relatively few on the hard surface side. So we're very excited about it, and we just announced it last week.
Okay, and actually, you've done some research, and you've done some calculations, and there's about 1 billion pounds of post-consumer VCT that goes into American landfills every year?
That's correct, and this initiative helps to divert some of that VCT going into landfills. We estimate this year, in 2009, we will use some 19 million pounds of VCT that will have been reclaimed and diverted from landfills, and that number will probably move to somewhere in the mid 40 million pound range in 2010.
All right, well, that's pretty impressive. And the reason that, I mean, you've already got a run rate, you've been doing this for a few months, and as of right now, you're starting out offering this up in the northeastern part of the U.S., is that right?
Yeah, Kemp, and one of the things we're very pleased about is that we're able to do this offering and be cost neutral. As you probably know, oftentimes when you get into programs that involve reclamation and recycling, it's very, very difficult to do it and be cost neutral with virgin materials. So we've been able to do that. We're starting in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. We're working with a regional reclamation company there. And for two reasons. Number one, there's plenty of material available just in the Northeast, and we're keeping it relatively close to our VCT manufacturing facility, which is in Salem, New Jersey.
All right. So tell me how this works.
Well, let me just talk a little bit about the process. And
yeah.
It's three issues, I guess, we had to work with when coming up with this program. And number one is the collection process. There currently is no infrastructure in place to collect and reclaim VCT from job sites. So, again, we're working with a regional reclamation company and picking up from the job sites, working with the flooring contractors, and delivering it back to our plant in Salem, New Jersey. The second piece is I guess, what I would call a sorting process, because if you've ever seen VCT taken up off the floor, it's not exactly a clean process. And there's a fair amount of debris and construction debris, and heck, even from retail stores, we end up with things like coat hangers in there.
Yeah.
So it's a sorting process and a cleaning process where we've invested in some equipment at our plant in Salem, New Jersey, to prepare the VCT to go back into the actual reclamation process. And, of course, the third piece is the mechanical recycling process that takes place at our plant in Salem.
All right. So one of the first things, obviously, if you know anything but much about VCT, it's glued down when it's installed. So and when they tear it up, I'm sure it breaks into chunks when they're pulling it up. Do you have to get that glue off, or can the glue go into the new product?
We get off some glue, Kemp, but it's not totally clean, but it goes in and works just fine in our process. So it gets some of the glue is removed, but not all of it.
Okay, and you're putting this into several of your upper-end commercial VCT products, right?
Yeah, initially we've limited to our premium offerings, Solid Point, Color Point, and Brushwork, and we're going to go slow before we walk before we run, I guess you would say. And ultimately, we hope to expand this into other parts of our business. As you know, we have a wide offering in sheet goods, in our standard VCT, in carpet, and in rubber. And we think that ultimately there's a great opportunity to expand this program into other parts of our business.
All right. So when you make this new product, it's got up to 25% post-consumer content? Is that what it is?
It has. We're saying that it will have a minimum of 25% post-consumer recycled content. And Kemp, that is, you know, we're real proud of that. It's a difficult process, and, you know, I guess we're both in the carpet and the hard surface business.
Right.
And on the carpet side of the business, you have a backing material where you have a fair amount of opportunity to include recycled content, whether it's pre-consumer or post-consumer, that won't affect the performance but clearly doesn't affect the visuals. On the hard surface business, it's a little bit more difficult because you have less material to work with, and it's not like you can bury that recycled content in a backing material that doesn't affect the visuals. So we did a lot of R&D work to be sure that as we include this post-consumer recycled content, that it didn't affect the performance, it didn't affect the visuals, and as I said a little bit earlier, we're very pleased with the fact that we're able to do it and be cost neutral and have a product that we can sell at the same price as 100% virgin material.
Now, does this help a new project qualify for lead points?
Because yes, it does. In fact, it makes a contribution to lead as a result of the recycled content included in the product. So that's certainly a plus for specifiers that are specifying our product.
All right. So another question is, I know your relative scope and size. Mannington, as a total company, is the second largest producer of resilience in this country. Do you know of any other program? You're probably the first with this, aren't you?
Yeah, we're the first with it. We're the only, I mean, there are different people that have relatively small amounts of recycled content, but to something of this significance with 25% post-consumer, yes indeed, we're the first, and again, we're very pleased with that.
How long did you have to work on this process before you were able to perfect being able to make a new product with that level of recycled content?
Well, Kemp, as you know, we're doing a lot of recycling in other pieces of our business, mm-hmm. Certainly in our carpet and our carpet tiles,
right.
And we do have one product on the sheet goods side that has 35% total recycled content, 20% pre-consumer and 25% post-consumer. But we've had this in works about 18 months.
Okay.
So we've been working on the project, and again, it was a fairly complicated process.
So you will be, over time, up to this point, you have to be within 500 miles of your New Jersey facilities, but you will be expanding this program and bringing on more reclamation companies?
Yes, we will. And Kemp, it's, again, as we qualify additional products that we can incorporate into this process, it'll create a larger demand for the product. And as that demand expands, we'll expand our horizons. And again, try to do it in a cost-effective manner, too. Freight is certainly an issue when you talk about moving product that has been taken up off the floor and getting it back to our plant in New Jersey.
Oh, definitely. It's a lot easier to do in the more densely northeastern part of the United States than it is maybe out in the western part.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But we are looking to expand that as time progresses.
All right, one last question. This cradle-to-cradle process is what we're talking about. You're actually taking a product that was designed for use, you're grinding it up, putting it back into that same type product. Very impressive. Is there a level of generation where you can't do that anymore, or 10 years from now, can they take this newly recycled content product up and do the same thing to it?
No, Kemp, actually it's a good question, because that's one of the good things about this process is that VCT contains a fair amount of filler in the product.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we're using recycled VCT, it probably has a higher content, given that the filler itself, which in its virgin form contains no vinyl component, the filler in this instance actually contains more VCT. So, you know, there's an argument to be made that structurally this is at least as good a product as virgin material, and one might argue better, so that it conceivably could be recycled time and time and time again and never find its way to a landfill.
And you're able to do this in light and dark colors?
We are able to do it in both light and dark colors for our premium products. Mm-hmm. As we get into our standard VCT, which is slightly different construction, chances are there will be some restrictions around the colors that we're able to do that in.
Yeah.
But for the existing product offering, it's available in all colors, both light and dark.
Okay. Well, we've been talking to Jack Ganley, who's president of Mannington Commercial, about a brand new recycling program where Mannington Commercial is able to take post-consumer VCT, probably going to be running about 19 million pounds this year, but moving to 40 million pounds. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.